640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It's not as much snow as predicted, but Northern California is still dealing with dangerous amounts, says National Weather Service Senior Meteorologist Brian Hurley.
The ski area in Diamond Peak, they have had 30 inches. Truckee, which is east of Donner Pass, 25 inches.
Former President Trump has once again confused former President Obama for President Biden.
Putin, you know, has so little respect for Obama that he's starting to throw around the nuclear word today. You heard that, nuclear.
Trump won in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho last night. He and Nikki Haley are preparing for Super Tuesday this week when 15 states and American Samoa vote. We could be a day or two away from a ceasefire in Gaza, says the BBC's Sebastian Usher.
Hamas is reported to have said that an agreement on a truce could be reached within the next 24 to 48 hours. That is, according to a Hamas source quoted in Egyptian media, if Israel agrees to its demands.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Diversity efforts are curbed at Wisconsin State Universities, and Republicans promise more scrutiny of diversity, equity, and inclusion across state government in the months to come. But as Farah Siddiqui reports, states that cut back on DEI are literally paying a price.
When events are scheduled in places with policies that are considered non-inclusive or discriminatory, that place is often assumed to support these initiatives. Dr. M. Ray Perryman of the Perryman Group, who conducted the independent analysis, says some potential visitors will choose to go elsewhere rather than support places they think are less open to diversity and equity. He says this avoidance risks millions for the Missouri economy.
Travel and tourism losses in Missouri and Kansas could total hundreds of millions of dollars per year, with an associated loss in revenue to the states and local governments.
Bills now under consideration include SB 1314, which would limit state funding for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and SB 980, which would prohibit state agencies from doing business with companies unless they'd agreed not to be part of economic boycotts. The Perryman Research says with these types of policies, the state would risk losing nearly $2.6 billion in annual income and almost 24,000 jobs by the year 2030. Perryman also points out that controversial public policies are discouraging to skilled workers seeking long-term employment and young workers as they consider where to begin their careers. He says it also plays a role for organizations in Missouri concerned about retaining employees.
At a time when the U.S. economy is facing major challenges and uncertainty, the competition for quality corporate locations and expansions, as well as skilled workers, is particularly intense, and anti-DEI measures can be particularly damaging for future prosperity.
The report warns of similar negative financial consequences for the state of Kansas. I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
More changes for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where college players have been undergoing physicals and doing drills, except for USC quarterback Caleb Williams, who is expected to be the first pick by the Bears. Williams says, why share that information with other teams when you're number one overall? Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal reports that the Packers have asked the agent of running back Aaron Jones to agree to a restructured contract or possibly face being released in a couple of weeks. Running back A.J. Dillon is not expected to return and will become a free agent. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Overall, I think our team is in good shape. I think we have a very strong roster, but you know, nothing's set in stone in this league, and we're going to bring in as many guys as we can to be competitive. And I would imagine that our roster will look a lot different than it did last year, like it always does from year to year. And we're excited about that.
As Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny and breezy Sunday on the way. South winds up around 30 miles per hour with highs of the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, mid-40s overnight. There will be a chance of rain, some thunderstorms around on Monday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, highs near the 60-degree mark. Right now, it's 40.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
There's something magical about unboxing. When you unbox BritBox, you uncover a world of British entertainment. Stream the UK's most brilliant series, including new and upcoming seasons of Shetland, Father Brown, and Death in Paradise. Plus new originals like Payback, Irving Welsh's Crime, and Archie, the story of Hollywood's greatest leading man, Cary Grant. Unbox BritBox and escape to the best of British TV. Stream with a free trial at BritBox.com.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
AM 1400 WRJM.
Of the stars on the air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. We're here till noon. Doris Day had maybe the best version of this ever. Doris Day. This is from a Benny Goodman movie, 1938, called Hollywood Hotel. Music of the Oscars, all month long.
Hooray for Hollywood, that screwy valley. Boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good looking pan. And any barmaid can be a star maid if she dances with or without a fan. Hooray for where you're terrific, if you're even good. Where anyone at all, from TV's Lassie to Monroe's Chassie, is equally understood. Go out and try your luck, you might be Donald Duck. Hooray for Hollywood. Phony super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe and Paducah's with their bazookas to get their names up in lights. All armed with photos from local rodos with their hair in ribbons and legs in tights. Hooray for Hollywood. You may be homely in your neighborhood, but if you think that you can be an actor, see Mr. Factor. He'd make a monkey look good with
To see, say you ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be! Your voice would thrill the nation, your looks would be adored. You'd be a big sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way we kiss when we are all alone, you'd have every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. Say you ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Little.
No. Like this.
Come in. Hello, Barky. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Hello, Leon.
Well, Barky, what's on your mind? What can I do for you?
You see, I've been in cartoons a long time, and I was thinking I thought if I had a chance to act in the features, because I know it as a pip of a job at $12,000 a week, playing Opposite Greta. Carbo.
French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels. But I prefer a man who lives and gives expensive jewels. A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Tiffany's. Cartier. Black Star. Ross Gorham. Talk to me, Harry Winston. Tell me all about it. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Of affairs that are strictly platonic, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. And I think affairs that you must keep with Sonic are better bets. If little pets get big baguettes, time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds! Diamonds! I don't mean rhinestones, but
Marilyn.
Could be your big chance, Rob. There's your name up there in lights. The Nostril by Rob Petrie.
Mr. Merkel, please. He's got about as much chance of me writing a free... Hello, Les? Hi, Rob Petrie. Yeah, fine. How are you, boy? Great. Listen, I'm sorry I was out when you called. What's up?
You're kidding. Would... I'd love to. Well, sure I would. Who wouldn't? Lunch tomorrow? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll see you, Les. Bye.
I could have sworn I heard somebody say they would never write one of those crazy pictures.
He doesn't want me to write it.
What does he want you to do?
He wants me to star in it.
Come on.
He wants you to star in a motion picture?
Right.
What are they going to call it?
The Flop. I don't know.
For my first selection, I will sing The Bold Fisherman, a bright yet compelling song of the sea.
Some guys shouldn't sing, like Humphrey Bogart.
Mm-hmm.
fisherman set sail from off Billingsgate to catch the bold piggy and the gay mackerel. But when he got off Pimlico, the winds did begin to blow, and the little boat wibble wobble so that overboard went he, singing, wink-dee-deedle-dum, wink-dee-deedle-dee, a highly interesting song that he sung, wink-dee-deedle-dum, wink-dee-deedle-dee, old fisherman. Interesting song that he sung. Twinkie-deedle-dum, twinkie-deedle-dee, old fisherman.
You ready?
Yeah.
Your husband, the man who left this place this morning, an ordinary writer, has been offered a part in a movie.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
A regular movie? I mean, will you go in and pay $2 to see it?
Well, I mean, I could get you in free, but it's, yeah, regular movie.
Well, are you going to be in a crowd scene or something like that?
No. I'm going to be a star.
A star? Oh, come on, Rob, you're kidding.
No, I am not kidding. You remember Leslie Merkel?
Leslie Merkel?
Yeah, the guy from the sewer.
Oh! What did you do? You did a picture called, shoes? No, socks.
Feet.
Feet, yeah. Yes.
Well, he's going to do an experimental movie. He wants me in it.
Which part of you?
What? Well, I mean, this time he's going to do it with entire people.
Well, Rob, what does he want you to be an actor for? You're not an actor.
Right, and neither are none of my fellow stars.
What? Are you investing in this?
Well, yeah, in a way.
Yeah. Well, there goes the brick barbecue, right?
Here's Joan Crawford.
Like a burning flame to me, will you always be the same to me? Though I taste your kisses, how long will they last? Whatever you may do, this heart of mine is true. I still believe in you, though love go past. With you, happiness and bliss appear. All my troubles seem to disappear, yet my constant fear is, how long will it last? Thank you.
of the Star.
In the hustle of today, we're all inclined to miss little things that mean so much. A word, a smile, a kiss. When a woman loves a man, he's a hero in her eyes. And a hero he can always be if he'll just realize.
This is Jack Webb. Just the tracks, ma'am.
She may be weary. Women do get weary. Wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating things she may never possess. While she's without them, try a little tenderness. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and care. And a word that's soft and gentle makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love is their whole happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers.
Your clappers.
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right, we call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland.
That figures. That figures.
What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now is that about it?
Mm. one other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet,
yes,
I'll clobber him.
Faith, Max Steiner's great theme. Not the theme. This is a song he wrote for Summer Place. The Four Lads on the Music of the Star.
Bells will be ringing and birds will be singing if you and your lover should ever discover that there's a summer place where it may rain or storm, yet I
secret of a summer place is that it's anywhere when two people share all their hopes, all their dreams, all their love.
Of the stars. Let's rush the season. Summertime. This is Harry Simeone.
What we called love, I guess, was only
only June. Summertime promises, that's all. Only fools trust in holiday romances. Only fools cling to summer souvenirs. We were fools, and like fools we took our chances. It was the loveliest summer in years. It's over, still it seems like yesterday. You said you'd care forever, come what may. I'm still in love with you, but like they say, summertime promises, summertime promises seldom come true.
Better than does Jack Jones. Robert Smale in the orchestra, along with Vic Damone, Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade, like promises we made. How could a love that seems so right go wrong? The things we did last summer,
Michelle LeGrand, it doesn't get any better. The year 1971.
house up there. That was her house. And nothing from that first day I saw her, and no one that has happened to me since, has ever been as frightening and as confusing. For no person I've ever known has ever done more to make me feel more sure, more insecure, more important, and less significant. That was back when summer seemed forever.
I wish somebody would invade this dopey island!
Hey, Oski, it's that lady again.
The summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed she sheds her claws. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand you land. The summer knows, the summer's wise. She sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes her summer. It's time to dress for
you know.
And I saw you on the cliff, I guess.
Who taught you to kiss so perfectly?
A boy at Buffalo High School. I wasn't supposed to tell you that.
Tell me what?
Mother says that Pine Island girls all go to finishing schools, not plain old high schools. But I loved going there.
Was this boy who taught you your steady?
No, he was president of the student body. I was only a sophomore at the time. We used to go up on the roof.
On the roof?
Mm-hmm. It was one of those flat kinds that had a stairway leading up to it. Gee, it got hot up there.
In the daytime, you mean?
Mm-hmm. During my lunch hours.
Lunch hours? Did you keep doing it?
Till I learned.
Oh.
Troy and Sandra. Here's Sandra. Max Steiner wrote this. The Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Network. For news, Sandra D.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world,
or I'll never give my heart. And the moment I can feel that, you feel that way too, is when
listening to The Shah.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. CB.